lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where heavy rains caused regional flooding, leading to water rescues of stranded people. WTOP meteorologist Mike Stiniford.
Heavy thunderstorms popped up right over the district and the close-in suburbs, and these thunderstorms started producing rainfall rates of 2 to 5 inches per hour, and these cells did not move for a couple of hours. Some areas started to see some flooding, including in Montgomery County in Maryland, which is just north of the district, where a flash flood emergency was issued by the National Weather Service.
Officials in the Texas Hill Country hit by 4th of July flooding now say just 3 people remain missing. The death toll in Kerr County is 107. No deaths, but dozens injured after a car slammed into a crowd at a Los Angeles nightclub. Suspect Fernando Ramirez has now been charged with assault with a deadly weapon.
It happened early Saturday when a driver hit a valet and taco stand, then crashed his car into a crowd lined up outside a Hollywood nightclub.
He just smacked everybody, bro. He just smacked everybody. Look, my
people
boy.
Were left bloodied, dazed, and moaning on the pavement.
People everywhere laying down, cautious. People bleeding out and stuff, like we're in disbelief.
At least 30 people were hurt, 7 of them critically.
Correspondent Elise Preston in Los Angeles. President Trump is calling people seeking release of more information in the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking case troublemakers, but CBS's Willie James Inman says some of those people are his supporters.
The new allegation against Trump comes as some members of his political base are demanding more documents be released from the Epstein case, believing a government cover-up has shielded some of the nation's wealthiest and most powerful people.
Correspondent Haley Ott reports U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee is speaking out against extremist actions in the West Bank.
Violence has escalated in the occupied West Bank since the October 7th Hamas terror attack on Israel. This week, Huckabee said he'd asked Israel to, quote, aggressively investigate the murder of Palestinian-American Saif Muslat, whose family said he was beaten to death by Israeli settlers. Huckabee called his killing a criminal and terrorist act.
A disaster at sea off Vietnam, as CBS's Nancy Chen explains.
A sightseeing excursion turned deadly when a boat packed with tourists capsized during a sudden storm. At least 34 people are reported dead, and among the survivors, a 14-year-old boy who was rescued 4 hours after being trapped in the overturned hull.
Lafisa Collier scored a record 36 points, leading her team to a 151-131 team win over Team Clark in the WNBA All-Star Game.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
See website for details. Bills Happen is not a lender and does not make credit decisions. Hey, Bills Happen. So when you need extra cash fast, go to BillsHappen.com. Have you been turned down? Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you have bad credit? Go to BillsHappen.com. All you need is a job and a checking account. You can find a lender and get up to $5,000 cash as early as tomorrow at BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com is the smart way to get a personal lender now. So if you need extra money for car repairs, medical bills, family emergencies, whatever you need cash for, go to BillsHappen.com and you can get the money you need as soon as the next day, up to $5,000. At BillsHappen.com, our process is safe, secure, and all online. No one to deal with in person. And Bills Happen does not charge you any fees to use our service. It's easy. When you need a lender, just remember, when Bills Happen, go to BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com for the cash you need now. BillsHappen.com.
Dating has become a nightmare for members of Gen Z thanks to political polarization. A recent poll showed the partisan divide between Gen Z men and women to be bigger than millennials, Gen X, or boomers. WTOP's Jimmy Alexander asked Gen Zers on the National Mall in Washington, could you date somebody you disagreed with politically?
I like a good, like, cowboy, country, you know, man.
Local college student, Jeslyn.
He'd have to be the most liberal cowboy ever. I couldn't do it.
No matter how hard you try, Jeslyn believes
definitely comes out in relationships, politics.
You shouldn't bring political drama into your relationship.
Katie from North Carolina would date someone she doesn't agree with politically as long as it does not affect her directly.
You know, ignorance is bliss.
Jimmy Alexander for CBS News, Washington.
Andy Byron, the company CEO seen in a viral video embracing an employee at a concert, has resigned. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms. Warm and muggy with lows in the mid-60s. Early clouds to start Sunday, then some late-day sun, highs in the mid-70s. Nice Monday, mostly sunny and a high in the upper 70s. Currently at 72 degrees.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park, I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back. second show.
Don't you remember you told me?
seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on here, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Yeah. see a dream that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Told me about, though they all knew, but it's too late to see.
she had Ted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. When no one ever goes,
kids, cuckoo, cuckoo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey.
Joke was on me. Oh no.
finally died, which started the
WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Two.
Down.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Flooding in the Washington, D.C. area Saturday from heavy rain is just a taste of what's in store for much of the nation the next few days. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak is tracking dangerous storms, flash flood threats, and dangerous heat with humidity.
High pressure, a dome of it across the south. That brings in the heat, that brings in the moisture, and then cooler air to the north. And when those two air masses clash, well, that creates showers and storms, which we will be tracking for the next few days across the upper Midwest, the plains, and the Ohio Valley. That's going to give us flash flooding concerns where we could, in some cases, be looking at 4 to 6 inches of rain.
Fire is the immediate concern in Arizona, where the Dragon Bravo fire destroyed dozens of structures in the Grand Canyon National Park, including the historic Grand Canyon Lodge. Governor Katie Hobbs got a view of the damage Saturday.
This iconic treasure of the Grand Canyon, so we're going to do everything we can to help support managing this fire and then get to rebuilding.
2 weeks after the massive deadly floods in Kerr County, Texas, the number of missing persons has dropped way down from the previous last count of 160. KENS-TV's Alicia Neves has more from Austin.
City officials say the number has dropped thanks to the hard work of more than 1,000 volunteers. They add search efforts are expected to continue along the Guadalupe River. As for the number of those who have died, that stands at 107 in Kerr County. 9 people have died in Kendall County.